Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of reality. You know that feeling when you mess up? That little voice in your head starts chirping away, reminding you of every other mistake you've ever made? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to silence that inner critic and cultivate a little more kindness towards yourself? Today, we're diving into the power of self-compassion and self-forgiveness, two superpowers that can seriously level up your life. Think about it. Wouldn't it be amazing to approach life with a sense of understanding and acceptance, even when things don't go our way? Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or becoming complacent. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, we are all human, and that's perfectly okay. So how do we actually cultivate the superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First things first, acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Ever feel like you have to suppress your emotions because they seem unacceptable? Newsflash. All emotions are valid. Recognizing and accepting them, even the uncomfortable ones, is a crucial step towards self-compassion. Don't bottle it up, allow yourself to feel what you feel, but don't let those feelings define you. Second, remember that you're not alone in this journey. We all stumble, we all fall down, and sometimes we even trip over the same thing repeatedly. Remind yourself that everyone experiences setbacks, struggles, and moments of self-doubt. You're part of the human experience, which means imperfections are inevitable. Third, practice mindful self-talk. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill, right? But guess what? You have the power to retrain your thoughts. When you catch yourself engaging in negative self-talk, challenge those thoughts with compassion and kindness. Instead of saying, "I'm such an idiot for making that mistake," try something like, "It's okay, I made a mistake. I can learn from this and do better next time." Next up, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack or what we want more of, but focusing on the good things in your life can shift your perspective dramatically. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the small things, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude can be a powerful antidote to negativity and self-criticism. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Holding on to grudges, whether against others or against yourself, only hurts you in the long run. Forgive yourself for your mistakes, learn from them, and move forward with compassion and grace. Ever had a day where everything seemed to go wrong? Maybe you spilled coffee on yourself, missed an important deadline, or just felt like the universe was conspiring against you. Sound familiar? Well, imagine that scenario, but this time, instead of spiraling into self-criticism, you treated yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a friend going through a similar situation. You probably say something like, "Hey, it's okay, things happen, let's figure out how to make it better." That's the power of self-compassion. It allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. So, remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, know that you're not alone, practice mindful self-talk, cultivate gratitude, and remember to forgive yourself. These practices can transform your relationship with yourself, leading to greater peace, happiness, and fulfillment. You are capable of amazing things. Keep practicing self-compassion, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself, even on the toughest days. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode, what resonated with you. What challenges do you face when it comes to practicing self-compassion? Leave a comment below or connect with me on social media. Let's continue this conversation and build a community of support and understanding together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.